This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Now, it is indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your proper action level once again, and we'd like to express our greetings to each of you, and as well our gratitude for you once again offering us this opportunity to enter into your proper action level and to interact and to share with each of you. Now, before we begin once again on this afternoon, we would suggest that there exists the possibility for each of you to be involved in what we have referred to as a silent communication, a telepathic interaction or exchange of information with those entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or indeed that portion that you might refer to as your higher self or that spark of consciousness that you are. And as always, many times that information that you receive on that intuitive level is much more pertinent to your individual needs and desires than is the information that we attempt to express through this rather limited use of a vocabulary. And so we encourage you to be involved in that telepathic interaction, that silent communication. You will find as a result of the energy that you have created in this space that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and enter into what you might refer to as a meditative state or an altered state of consciousness, and in that altered state of consciousness have the opportunity to be involved in that telepathic interaction. You have got to close your eyes and express the intent, and that opportunity more certainly exists for each of you. But as always, that choice is yours, absolutely. Now, we're going to speak today about the basics of your existence in this reality, in this vibrational living. For you see, in order to be in that mental zone, if you wish, that allows you to be involved in this conscious creation process that your vibrational level is beginning to offer as an opportunity to each of you, it's important that you understand the basics of the creation process. It's important that you understand the simplicity of the existence within your vibrational level, that you get a grasp of the basic concepts of what this reality is. For you see, until you understand, or at least begin to accept, that it's possible for you to alter your creation consciously, and until you begin to accept and to understand the basic creation process, it becomes very difficult for you to enter into what we have referred to as this new age and new energy. It becomes very difficult for you to grasp that understanding that indeed it is within your capacity to create your reality. Not only is within your capacity, but you do entirely, absolutely. Understanding the simplicity of that creation, once again, is key in order to grasp the concept, to take it from a possibility to a probability in terms of consciously influencing and creating your reality. And so the basics. You exist in a vibrational level. We use the terminology vibrational level simply because it allows you to get a grasp of a concept that there are many vibrational levels or realities or planes of existence, whatever terminology you wish to apply, that are existing within the same time and same space. Now, time and space are illusionary. They only exist in your conscious state. They don't exist in other levels of your consciousness. But nonetheless, in order to give you a grasp or at least some type of an explanation through this rather limited use of a vocabulary that we've referred to so many times, we're going to give you that explanation based upon this concept of time and space. And so you exist in a vibrational level that is existing within the same time, the same stage as all of the vibrational levels that exist in creation, that exist in all that is. It doesn't matter again what the terminology is, it always falls short of giving you the absolute understanding. But nonetheless, it allows you to grasp that concept that you were existing, once again, in the plane of existence or a reality, or as we have suggested, in a vibrational level that exists within the same time and space as a multitude of vibrational levels. And we've used the analogy many times that you understand entirely that within your earth systems, within your atmosphere, there is the possibility for you to create a multitude of frequencies called radio frequencies or whatever terminology you wish to apply to them. And you can, through the use of various instruments, tap into one of those frequencies while eliminating all of the rest, while ignoring like they don't exist. And yet you understand absolutely that they exist within the same time and same space. You simply dial into the one that you desire to be interacting with. And so it is that you exist similarly in a vibrational level, in a reality that you choose to dial into while eliminating your understanding or indeed your interaction with all of the rest of the so-called realities or vibrational levels that are existing within the same time and the same space. And so you exist in a vibrational living. Once again, very similar to all of the other vibrational levels that are existing throughout all of creation, or throughout all that is. This vibrational level that you exist in, however, is unique. It's not duplicated throughout all of the other vibrational levels or realities or planes of existence in this all that is concept in this creation. Your vibrational level is unique because you as entities existing within this vibrational level have chosen to put in place what we refer to as an electromagnetic type of energy. Some of your new agers refer to it as a veil. An electromagnetic type of energy that has more than one function. The primary function of that electromagnetic type of energy is to limit your capacity to all of your levels of consciousness existing in within this vibrational level to comprehend, to understand who and what you truly are. In your conscious state, that veil or that electromagnetic type of energy is, for lack of a better terminology, the strongest. And as you alter your consciousness, as you go into your meditative states and into your dream states and into your between incarnational states, indeed, you comprehend different existences, but still with the limitations put in place by that electromagnetic type of energy to understand completely who and what you truly are. And then you come back into the conscious state from those altered states of consciousness, from that meditative state and from that dream state and from that between incarnational state. Indeed, the veil, this electromagnetic type of energy, limits your capacity even to comprehend the interactions that you're involved in those other altered states of consciousness. You can, in various states of consciousness, in your meditative states in particular, open your consciousness while maintaining an awareness of what it is that you're involved in and bring back to a certain extent some type of recall of that memory of what you were involved in that altered state of consciousness in that meditative state. You know, each of you do that on a regular basis. You also enter into the dream state, and in that dream state you're involved in various interactions with other entities, with that portion that you refer to as your higher self, indeed with other existences that you're involved in, other incarnational periods, and you interact. But when you come back from that dream state, it's very difficult to bring back into your awakened consciousness stage an absolute understanding of what you were involved in. It is possible, and each of you may be aware of it, and some quite proficient at entering into that so-called dream state, from what you might refer to as a conscious or an awake state, and have the capacity to manipulate or to alter the experiences that you're involved in that dream state, to be involved in what you might refer to as lucid dreaming, actively participating in the creation of the experience that you're involved in that dream state. And then you enter into the altered state of consciousness that we refer to as the between incarnational state. When you die, in other words, but you see, you don't really die, you simply alter your consciousness to what you might refer to as one level different than what you're involved in your dream state. And in that altered state of consciousness, you are much closer, if you wish, to having the capacity to understand who and what you truly are. But as long as you choose to exist and to remain within this vibrational level, that electromagnetic type of energy exists in all levels of consciousness, including that in-between incarnational stage, and influences the reality that you're experiencing, limits your capacity to have a full understanding of who and what you truly are. It's much more difficult in that between incarnational state for you to sustain the illusion that you're not in control. It's much more difficult for you to sustain the illusion that there are other entities that are controlling or creating your reality for you. And at that state, in that between incarnational state, you have the choice to decide to leave this vibrational level, or to re-enter, if you wish, or to re-experience this incarnational period. And again, we're using your belief in time and space to give some type of explanation that you can grasp, although it's not entirely accurate. It's as close as we can come within this use, once again, of a vocabulary that has very distinct limitations. For it's impossible for you to get a grasp of the reality that can be given through any type of an explanation in your awakened consciousness state. It doesn't matter whether we explain it, or whether you read it, or whether it's on a tape, or it doesn't matter. It's an experience that must come from within inside and cannot be given as an explanation. But nonetheless, in that altered state of consciousness, you are, once again, as far removed from this conscious state, if you wish, and as close as you can be to the so-called reality, the true understanding of who and what you truly are, as it's possible for you to be while existing within this vibrational level. And so that electromagnetic type of energy limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are to all the levels of consciousness. Not only this conscious level that you experience in your awakened consciousness state, but also in your so-called altered states of consciousness. The meditative state, or that state where you can recall what the reality is that you're experiencing and bring it back into your conscious state, where you can influence your reality perhaps the most effectively, if you choose to believe that that's a capacity or a possibility. And then you have the dream state and the between incarnational state of consciousness. And your scientists will tell you there are a multitude of levels of consciousness in between that as well, and if you believe that, you can have it. It doesn't really matter. It's not important. What's important is you grasp that understanding that you, to all levels of consciousness, in this vibrational level, are limited in your capacity to understand who and what you truly are as a result of the electromagnetic type of energy that you choose to put in place to limit that capacity, that you choose to sustain and maintain, so that in this altered state of consciousness, it's very difficult for you to get a grasp of who and what you truly are. This electromagnetic type of energy, this veil, also has another function. It limits the capacity for others, other entities or spirits, if you wish, or sparks of consciousness, or whatever terminology you wish to apply to entities existing outside of your vibrational level, to have any type of influence or control over the creation process within your vibrational level. It's not possible for an entity existing outside of your vibrational level to control or to manipulate or to create your reality for you. It's not possible for any entity existing outside of your vibrational level to have a direct influence upon the creation and the reality that you experience within this vibrational level. It's unique, this vibrational level, and that situation where so-called entities can't flip between the channels, so to speak, can't flip between the vibrational levels without choosing, should they choose to enter into this vibrational level and agreeing to participate in and to sustain that electromagnetic type of energy, that veil that limits the capacity for them to understand while in this vibrational level who and what they truly are, and limits the capacity for other entities existing outside of your vibrational level to influence or create your reality for you. That's what that electromagnetic type of energy does, the veil. It limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. And you do that for a very specific reason, and we'll talk about that in a few moments. When you enter into this vibrational level, and you agree to participate and to maintain and to sustain that veil, that electromagnetic type of energy, you also agree to be involved in a creation process that's beyond your capacity to grasp and understand while you're in your awakened consciousness state. It's like a byproduct of this veil that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, and as a result, also limits your capacity to understand that you are the creators of your reality and how it is that you go about creating that reality. When you create this reality, it's a validation of beliefs that you hold. And when you choose to enter into this vibrational level, for the majority, you agree as well to participate in what we refer to as the human consciousness belief systems. You agree to be involved in a reality that has certain beliefs that are very difficult for you to alter or to step outside of. Your belief in time and space are a prime example. As a human consciousness, you agree that time and space are realities of your belief system that are very difficult for you to alter. And there are a multitude of others, which many of your scientists like to refer to as the laws of physics. Realities that are very difficult for you to step outside of, belief systems that you validate by creating a reality that allows that type of validation. And there are exceptions. Every once in a while you'll have some type of entity existing within your vibrational living who discovers through whatever reasoning and whatever type of reality creation process that they are in absolute control. And they alter many of your so-called human consciousness belief systems. When that occurs, many of the entities existing within your vibrational level in your awakened consciousness state have a tendency to hold them up as being some type of miracle workers or some type of entity that seems to have become more enlightened, if you wish. A term which we hesitate ever to use. Enlightenment is something that each of you have. There's no such thing as when you're going to become more enlightened. How can you become more enlightened? How can you become more than what you already are? You're all that is. You choose to hide from it. But you can't become more than what you already are when you're all that is. You can't become more enlightened when you're already everything that there is to be. And so we hesitate to use that terminology of enlightenment, and yet many entities existing, once again, within your vibrational level that experience other entities that have discovered some method or technique that allows them to step outside of the human consciousness belief system, have a tendency to put those entities up as somehow being superior or as somehow being enlightened. They're not superior or enlightened. They've simply discovered a technique or a method that allows them to step outside of what appears to be your so-called laws of physics. It's really that simple. It's not difficult at all. And it certainly isn't something that's beyond the ability or capacity of every entity existing within your vibrational level. You simply choose not to believe. And the vibrational level and the reality that you experience validate your belief systems by creating realities that are based upon those belief systems. It's really that simple. And so you have the human consciousness belief systems that each of you agree to participate in, to sustain, and to perpetuate. The laws of physics, for example, the realities that seem beyond your capacity to alter, that seem beyond your capacity to alter. And then you have the belief systems that we refer to as the societal belief systems. And the societal belief systems are belief systems that exist within communities that allow you to function in a manner that is coherent to each individual existing within that society. And yet you have different societies existing throughout various parts of your earth system that hold different belief systems, and their realities are as real to them as yours are to you. A societal belief system. Unlike the human consciousness belief system, societal belief systems are much easier for you to alter and to manipulate. And so you can have these different belief systems that are real to each society. Real in terms of the realities that they experience, validate those belief systems. And yet each of those societal belief systems, once again, still maintain and sustain, agree to participate in the human consciousness belief systems. Believe, for example, that some type of consumption is necessary for you to continue your existence in a physical state, in this vibrational level, in your awakened consciousness state. And then you have what we refer to as a personal or individual belief system. Belief systems that you, as an individual, choose to create your reality. Now, to the various belief systems, the personal individual belief systems are by far the easiest for you to alter or change. By far the easiest, we suggest, but not necessarily for each of you all that easy. Many individuals have difficulty altering belief systems. It's important to understand that the belief precedes the reality. And many would argue with that. Many would argue, well, it can't be that way. I develop a belief system because I'm experiencing some type of day-to-day activity or some type of experience in my awakened consciousness state. And from that experience or activity, I conclude that this is how reality is and then I form a belief system. And we suggest to you that the belief indeed is held within your consciousness and is validated by the experience or the day-to-day activity. Belief precedes reality. If you don't like your reality, alter your belief system. And that's easily said, but as we've suggested, for many it's very difficult. But not impossible. Difficult. Difficult because you choose to put in place an electromagnetic type of energy, that veil that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. And as a result of putting in that veil, that limitation of the understanding of the creation process, you believe that you're not in control while in your awakened consciousness state. And it's very difficult in your awakened consciousness state to grasp that concept that all of the reality that you're experiencing is validating beliefs. Beliefs and belief systems that you have chosen. Chosen perhaps in altered states of consciousness. We're not saying it's a conscious thing which an individual is involved in what you might refer to as an abusive or a very undesirable type of reality and says, well, I choose this consciously. Absolutely not. But at some level of your consciousness, you have chosen beliefs or belief systems that have been validated through the experience that you're having and creating in your awakened consciousness state. You may believe that it's not within your capacity to be involved in a meaningful relationship. You believe that you're not worthy of that type of existence. You believe that you've come in and chosen to enter into a type of existence within a realm of group of people that hold similar belief systems, that allows you to have that experience, that allows you to be involved in that. And so you have chosen at some level of your consciousness to be involved in that situation. It may not be a direct involvement. It may not be a choice where I should have chosen for a deeply that I have chosen to be involved in an abusive situation. But rather, you may have in your chosen state of consciousness chosen to be involved with certain individuals that in other incarnational periods the roles and the interactions may be entirely opposite. And this time, in your altered state of consciousness, in between incarnational states, you decide, but I'm going to come back and I want to experience what it's like to be involved in a situation where I'm not in control. Can you imagine the intensity of the emotions and feelings in that situation? Much higher than they are in other situations where you're involved in what you might refer to as a desirable reality or creation process. And so you choose to be involved in a situation or in a relationship or in an entire incarnational period where you look upon yourself as being less than worthy, where you have difficulty in liking who you are, that you hold beliefs that you are not capable of being in control, that you're not powerful enough to take control of your life. And as a result of holding those beliefs, you create a reality that validates them, and that may be a reality where you're involved in an abusive relationship. It validates the belief systems that you're not worthy. It validates the belief systems that you're not in control. And the irony of it is that the spark of consciousness that you are, that creates your reality, creates the reality to validate the beliefs without judgment of whether it's right or wrong. It gives you what it is that you desire, and it does so joyfully from a position of absolute and unconditional love. And so you, once again, in your reality, are creating a reality to validate belief systems. First the human consciousness belief system, then the societal belief system, and then the individual belief system. And the difficulty of altering belief systems is most intense with the human consciousness belief system, more within your capacity within the so-called societal belief systems, and most certainly within your capacity in the individual belief systems. Not only within your capacity, but also as you enter into what we've referred to the new age and new energy, becoming entirely within your capacity to consciously influence those belief systems and thereby alter your reality. And so the reality that you're experiencing is a validation of belief systems that you hold. It's never holding or experiencing a reality and as a result of that experience forming a belief system. You may form a belief system consciously and indeed have that belief system enter into and influence your reality. But the reality that you're experiencing, well, I assure you, is always a validation of a belief system. Always. You hold a belief. As a result of the belief, you experience the reality to validate the belief. Now, you can have a multitude of individuals involved in a certain situation, a certain experience or activity, in all of those individuals involved in that interaction or involved in that activity can have a different perspective of what it is that they're experiencing. For some it can be a very joyful experience, and for others it can be a very traumatic experience. Depending upon your belief systems and the beliefs you hold. So it's not necessarily that the entire reality that you're experiencing alters to that huge extent, but rather your perception of the reality that you're experiencing alters. You become more in control when you understand that you are experiencing a reality that validates beliefs, even if it's what you might in your awakened consciousness state label as being an undesirable reality. Nonetheless, accept the responsibility and you can have the capacity to understand that you are in absolute control of the reality that you're experiencing. So you exist within a vibrational level. A vibrational level that has in place an electromagnetic type of energy that we refer to as the veil, and a reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state that's a validation of human consciousness, societal and personal belief systems. The next question is, why on earth would one choose to be involved in that type of creation process? Why on earth would one choose to be involved in a reality with those types of limitations that are self-imposed? And the answer is so alarmingly simple that it seems that it's not possible for one to have that choice and to make that choice and to be involved in that type of creation process. You choose to be involved in this vibrational level with all of its limitations through this veil and through all of the validation of belief systems that you, in your awakened consciousness state, don't believe you're in control of. So that you can experience an intense range of emotions and feelings that's not possible when you have the understanding that you are in absolute control. You exist in this vibrational level, in this reality, in this awakened consciousness state so that you can experience an intense range of emotions and feelings that are not possible for you to experience in any of the other vibrational levels throughout all of creation. And it's really that simple. We would challenge each and every one of you to look at any situation or any activity that you're involved in and to break it down to the basics of why you're involved. What is it that you are attempting to achieve? And even if it's involved in some type of employment or activity where you can suggest that, well, we're doing this because we like to create this abundance. Well, why would you like to create the abundance? You like to create the abundance because you can take that abundance and you can create other situations that allow you to experience emotions and feelings of joy and happiness and security. That's why you do it. And we've used positive, what you might refer to as positive situations, but nonetheless, the same type of explanation involves in giving a description or an explanation for what you might refer to as negative experiences. You see, once again, the stock of consciousness that you are does not judge whether or not the experience that it's creating or that you're creating is right or wrong, that it's a good or bad. That's a human consciousness concept. Does not exist at that level of your consciousness from which you create this reality. That level of consciousness from which you create the reality creates it from a position of absolute and unconditional love that does so without ever judging whether it's right or wrong. And so, you exist within this vibrational level to experience intense range of emotions and feelings that's not possible for you to experience in any other vibrational level when you have the understanding that you are in absolute control. It's really that simple. That's why you choose to enter into this vibrational level. You choose to enter into this vibrational level. It's important that you grasp that concept. You're not here because you have to learn something. You're not here because there's some entity that suggests where we're going to put you on this earth and you're going to have to go through all of these growth cycles and you're going to have these experiences before you can leave. Absolutely not. You're here because you choose to be here. You're here because you choose to be involved in a creation process where you believe you're not in control so that you can experience an intense range of emotions and feelings that cannot and is not duplicated in any of the other vibrational levels throughout all of creation. It's really that simple. It really, really is that simple. The reality you experience is a validation of the belief systems that you hold, and you are the creator of that reality. It's that simple. You are here by choice. You are here by choice. It's important as well to grasp that concept, that you are here by choice. And you see, when you understand that you're here by choice, when you begin to grasp that you have free choice, you have that will to make choices, then you as well can begin to understand that the choices that you make influence the reality that you experience. And you can have whatever it is that you desire. Not only can, but do. That's the irony of it all. Many individuals look at this conscious state and suggest, well, we wish that we could create this type of reality, or wish we could be more in control. Well, if you, in your awakened consciousness state, have that feeling that you're not in control, it's because it's validating a belief system that you hold that you're not in control. If you believe that there's some other entities that are influencing and creating your reality for you, or if you point to your neighbor and suggest that the neighbor has done something that you didn't agree with, and so you are blaming the reality you're experiencing on your neighbor, then once again, you're holding a belief system that you're not in control, and the reality you experience validates the belief that you hold. It's really that simple. And it allows you to experience the intense range and emotions and feelings that are associated with that type of interaction or experience or activity, so that you can have it. So that you can have the experience. We've used an analogy many times. If you go into a theater and you see it projected upon the theater, upon the screen, a trick of lights. And you, while you're existing or sitting within that theater, indeed, can be involved through a scenario, a production of some other entities, some other individuals, concept of creation of this illusionary reality. And as you sit in that theater, you can be involved within that short period of time with an experience that may span several so-called years of your time. And you grasp that concept that it's illusionary, that it's there. And as well, while you're sitting within that theater and you see that projection upon the screen, you experience all types of ranges of emotions and feelings. You can go from absolute joy to being involved in the depths of sorrow, where you are expressing tears, or you can indeed be involved in experienced feelings of fear. And all within a very short period of time, in terms of your belief in time and space, and yet once again, the experience within the projection upon that screen can span many years of your so-called time. You experience those emotions many times of joy or sadness or fear, and then you leave the theater and you understand that it's not real. It was an illusion. And so those intense emotions and feelings are not nearly as intense as the reality that you experience when you step out of that theater, when you're now in the real world, when you're now in this world where you're not in control. When you're now existing in a conscious state where others can have an influence upon the reality that you're experiencing. When you put aside this understanding that you are in control, that you create the theater. When you hide from that fact and you step into the theater and it becomes real. You exist in a theater. You exist in a reality that puts in place that so-called electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand that the reality that you're experiencing is a reflection of the beliefs you hold and it is your creation. Now many can grasp the concept that you have some type of control of the creation process that you're experiencing in your awakened consciousness state. Each of you can grasp some area of your existence, of your day-to-day activities, of your lifestyle, where you understand that you are in control. It may only be for a small portion of time for some individuals when they're off on their own private existence and no other individual is interfering. For others, it can be much greater. It can be where they have an influence indeed throughout their entire existence within their home, for example. But they feel when they leave that existence that they're not in control. There are areas where it becomes very difficult to be in control. And yet each of you, once again, can have those instances. Each of you can look at certain experiences and say, well, I'm in control of that. That particular instance, I believe that I'm in control of. But what we're suggesting is that you are in control of the entire existence. What we're suggesting is that you're not only in control of those so-called interactions and activities that you're involved in, but you are the creators of the entire universe that you exist in. You exist within each and every atom of this entire universe. Because you see, the universe that you're existing in, this reality that you're experiencing in your awakened consciousness state, is an illusion. It's not to say that it doesn't have significance. Once again, the limitations of the vocabulary suggest that illusionary means unimportant or insignificant. And it's not that way at all. But illusionary, nonetheless, it is the least real of the levels of existence that you experience. This awakened consciousness state. It's an illusion. It's an illusion that you exist in and that you create and that you control absolutely. You just don't believe it in your awakened consciousness state, once again, as a result of that veil, that electromagnetic type of energy that you've put in place. You choose to not believe that you're in control. You choose to put in place that electromagnetic type of energy. You choose to be experiencing and to exist within the limitations of this vibrational level. There's nothing wrong with that, absolutely not. It's a rather unique experience, but one that you choose nonetheless. And so you exist within this vibrational level by choice. You create the reality that you experience, not just the day-to-day interactions, but indeed the entire universe. All that you can comprehend is your creation. Your creation as individuals, as a society, and as a human consciousness. You create this reality. You participate in or involved in and exist in the entire creation. You are all that is. Many individuals, as a result of this veil, this limiting of the understanding of who and what they truly are, go on a quest to search for some type of connection to some type of spirituality that they believe exists in this universe that surrounds them. You exist in the universe that surrounds you. It's only there because you choose to be involved and to participate and to create it. You are all that is. The spirituality that you search for is who you are. You cannot be separated from your spirituality. You are all that is. You are no more and no less than any other entity that exists, not only in this vibrational level, but in any of the other vibrational levels throughout all of creation. You are the God you search for. You are all that is. Absolutely. We use analogies that you are a spark of consciousness. And that has its limitations, for it suggests that there's this bigger flame or fire and that you are but a portion of it. It is not that way. We suggest that you are a piece of the one. And even that has its limitations. It suggests once again that there's this huge concept of some type of energy and that you are but a portion of it. It is not that way at all. You are all that is. There is no more and no less of other entity existing, not only in your vibrational level, but in any of the vibrational levels throughout all of creation. Time and space are illusionary. They only exist in your awakened consciousness state. You are the God that you search for. You can't be separated from your spirituality. You exist throughout the entire universe. You are here by choice. And you, at some point in your so-called existence, cannot fail to come to that understanding. At some level of your consciousness, and it becomes difficult once again to give an explanation because you believe in this concept that in your awakened consciousness state is the most important state and that the rest are more and more and more illusionary, and actually it's exactly the opposite way. In your altered states of consciousness as you go into your so-called meditative states and dream states and into your between incarnational states, you become closer to the reality of who and what you truly are. And at some level of your consciousness, you cannot fail to come to that understanding. You cannot fail. You don't have to learn any so-called lessons. You're not put on this earth or in this existence because you have to grow. You don't have to have certain types of experiences. There's nothing that says you have to become enlightened before you can transform into some higher type of energy. Absolutely not. You can have that if you wish. That's the irony of it. You can have whatever it is you desire, not only can but do, and it's not right or wrong. If you choose to believe that you're put on this earth and that there are other entities that are controlling your reality and you choose to believe that you're not in control, you can have that. It's not right or wrong. That's your choice. And not only is it not right or wrong, it's a free choice that we would encourage you to be involved in. But understand that with that type of choice comes the realities to validate the beliefs. If you believe that there are other entities that are influencing and creating your reality for you, then you will perpetually be involved in situations that validate that belief system where you are experiencing a reality and you will look back and say, well, there, Josiah, we told you, we're not in control. There's no way that I wanted to be involved in that type of reality. The irony of it is that the experience that you have in your awakened consciousness state validates the belief that you hold. The stock of consciousness that you are creates that relief, that validation of the belief without judgment as to whether it's right or wrong. And if you choose to believe you're not in control, then you shall have that type of experience in your awakened consciousness state without exception. However, if you grasp the understanding that you are in control, that you are the God that you search for, and that you absolutely cannot fail to come to that understanding, then the entire experience takes on an entirely different light. You can begin to consciously influence and create the reality that you experience. You can begin to be what some of those individuals have referred to as the enlightened individuals. And once again, we hesitate to use that terminology. It's the individual who has an understanding and a capacity to step outside of the human consciousness belief systems and to exist in areas of consciousness that many other individuals look at as being very difficult and almost an impossibility. Is that individual more enlightened than the individual who is existing in what you might refer to as a level of poverty, where they have put aside their understanding of who and what they truly are to such an extent that they are experiencing a reality that you look upon as being absolutely terrible? Who is the most enlightened? Who is accomplishing what it is that they came into this so-called vibrational level in this earth system to achieve? You see, if you wish to experience a reality where you understand consciously that you're absolutely in control, then you don't have to be in this vibrational level to do it. And in fact, this is the only vibrational level that you can exist in where you lack that understanding that you are in control. So that individual who exists down in that retrograde first. It was that absolutely terrible existence of poverty. Perhaps is more enlightened than the other individuals that you hold up as somehow being in control of their reality consciously. You are all that is. Each and every individual existing within your vibrational level is equal to no greater and no less than any other entity existing, not only in your vibrational level, but in any of the other vibrational levels throughout all of creation. You create your reality, absolutely and completely. And you cannot fail to come to that understanding and to have the opportunity to make the choice. Should you choose to leave this vibrational level or to reincarnate and stay, you are here by choice. Those are the three constants within your reality, within your experience, not only in this vibrational level, but in all of the vibrational levels. You are the God that you search for. You create your reality, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. All the rest is up for grabs. All the rest is illusionary. All the rest is a validation of your beliefs. All the rest, indeed, is giving to you that which you desire, without exception. Not only do you have all that you desire, but indeed, the reality that you experience is your creation. And if you don't like it, change the belief. And as you change the belief, you change the reality. It's really that simple. It really, really is that simple. Now, we would break for a moment or two, and if you have any questions, we would be willing to return and attempt to answer them while you're in. And in the meantime, we would remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And in the meantime, we would remind you that we are not separated by that time or space contingent, that we exist within the same time and the same space, absolutely. Time and space are illusionary, and we welcome those opportunities. And so we would leave each of you for a few moments with love and with peace.